Most 14-year-olds only have to think about the latest trends, sports, or high school dances. But for Amane Robale, a family tragedy set her on a very different path. Radioactive Aisha Burka has more.
Amane Robale was born in Seattle, but like my parents, her parents were born in Nazra, Ethiopia. They came here in the early 1990s because they wanted to raise their kids in a place where they'd have more opportunities. All 10 of them, that is.
When they first came here, they didn't speak English, they didn't know how to drive, they didn't know how the system worked down here, so it was really hard. They had to learn everything pretty much on their own.
They didn't have a lot of money. Amane's dad's first job was at Denny's as a waiter, and her mom got a job at Goodwill a few years later.
My dad is really hardworking, but my mom was also a wonderful woman. She was very supportive, she was always there for us, and she made sure that everything was perfect.
And then it wasn't perfect.
In 2007, she had a stroke. It was really hard on us. She was pretty much our support system. She was the one that did everything for us, and all of a sudden, she's not there.
It was a massive stroke, and her mom needed total care. At the time, her father told the oldest kids, including Amane. As for the younger kids,
they thought that she went on a vacation for a very long time.
As the oldest daughter, Amane had to fill in this huge role and play mom to her 6 younger siblings. At the age of 14, it wasn't something she thought she'd ever have to do. She had the help of her older siblings, but still.
I had to put aside my friends and my after-school activities. I couldn't stay after school anymore because I had to come home and make sure that the kids had something to eat when they got home. I was the one that had to go and take them to the hospital and be there for them when they had stomach aches, when they had ear infections, when they would get sick. I was there with them.
And at the same time, she was going to see her mom regularly at the hospital. One of Amane's sisters, Oromia, remembers what that time was like.
Growing up, it was, difficult and all, but, it was nice having an older sister who was always there for you and helped you through your struggles. She's just such a great role model to look up to, and she's loving and caring, and, she's always been there for both me and my siblings.
Through it all, there were light moments, too. The family laughs all the time, even when cooking dinner.
I can cut these things. I was doing the weirdest things. Oh my god.
What are you doing? You can't even cook!
Oromia is only 2 years younger than Amane, so she helped out with the household chores too. But one thing Oromia couldn't help her with was Amane's schoolwork. Amane had always been a good student. She wanted to become a doctor. But now, she had other things to think about.
My schoolwork was getting piled up because I had other responsibilities and school wasn't my main focus.
Amane's dad started to worry for her, so he decided to send her to Ethiopia so she could take a break from everything. When she got there, everywhere she went, she saw poverty.
I was walking through the streets, and it was really, really sad because there were so many people that were poor, and they were homeless, and they were on the streets begging for money, begging for food. Some of them wouldn't have both arms, some didn't have legs. It was just really, really hard.
Amane remembered her dream of becoming a doctor. She came up with an idea to help people in her home country of Ethiopia.
I thought to myself that I can go back home and actually make a difference. And, there aren't a lot of doctors back home because not a lot of people can go to school and finish school and, get a degree.
She knew that to get her degree, she'd have to give back to her studies. So when she came back, that's exactly what she did. And by then, her mom was back home full time. Amane loves having her mom in the house. Now, they can always be around her, even though she can't respond like other mothers. The whole family helps take care of her, including Amane.
I am changing my mom's position. I'm turning on her food tube. Sometimes it's really frustrating for us because we want her to give us advice. We want her to talk to us. But she can't, and it's really hard for us because we don't know what she's thinking and we don't know how she's feeling, and it's just really difficult.
But despite that, she never goes a day without talking to her mom.
Mama! Hi! Aisha, hi, Jirani. Hi, Jira, Mama.
Hi!
How are you doing? How's your day?
Having the whole family help out gave Amane the time to finish high school and get her AA degree. She's now transferring to UW and is volunteering at Virginia Mason. This experience with her mom has helped her become the independent, determined woman she is. She thinks that her mom would be so proud of her. Amani believes that she couldn't have done it without her mom. For Radioactive, I'm Aisha Burka.